I came a few minutes late, but I reminded myself a story. There was once a Rav that came for a prob in a shul, came for a trial, and they asked him that he shouldn't speak too long, he should speak very short. And Friday night, between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, Itaka spoke very short, and they asked him how the drasha was. He said it was all right, but it was still a little long. So Shabbos morning, he spoke for mamish 60 seconds, and they asked him, how'd you like the drasha? And they said, it was all right, but it was still a little long. So he came Shalosh Shudas, he mamish opened the chumash, he said a pasuk, he didn't even touch it, he shot the chumash. And he told Doyle, knew, how'd you like it? He said, it was good. They told him it was good, but it's not as good as not speaking. So I figured if I cut the drasha by a few minutes, I don't think anyone will have tainus in me. Emes, they say that there was a big Rashiva that was saying a long drasha, and there was a Rebbe sitting next to him, and the Rebbe turns to the Rashiva after he finishes the drasha. He says, I see you learned Torah Lishma, and the Rashiva turns to the Rebbe. He says, how do you know? He says, Rebbe Meir says, Kol aloy mit Torah Lishma zeich ledvarim harbe. So Amal, if you learn Torah Lishma, you can have a long drasha. I don't learn Torah Lishma and have such a long drasha, so I'll be a little makatza. Emes says, poisach mikoy dachsanya. If such a wonderful and beautiful introduction, I don't know if anyone's going to believe anymore anything that's said from the podium. Lamaisa, that the two gevaldige Rosh HaKoilim, Choshev Yungalait, and Choshev Balabatim that come learn, I don't think we need much of to be Pesach in such a beautiful Malkum Torah and such a beautiful Moisid. What is a... You want to be Pesach B'chwei Dachsanya, so you talk about the Melamdei Torah, Baruch Hashem, the Rosh HaKoilim, Mabitzei Torah, and the Ingolite, also give over, and Balabatim, and the Balabatim are learning and giving over. So the Emes is, it's brought down in the Shtetach and Chazal, it's based on a Pasuk. When you look for a Rebbe, you have to look for a Malach. Yisif Seikoyin Yishmer Udaz, V'Torah Yivak Shem Epiv, Ki Malach Hashem Tzavok Yisu. Im Rav Doim Le Malach, Yivak Shtorim Epiv, Mlaav Al Yivak Shtorim Epiv. Only if the Rav is Doim to a Malach, an angel, should you accept Torah from his mouth. If he's not compatible, he's not compared to an angel, you shouldn't accept Torah from him. It's an unbelievable thing. I never saw an angel in my life. I never saw a malach. I was at a bris, there was a malach there. I'm sure there's malachim that go around. Every person has malachim with him, but I never saw it. So, Mistam, if I didn't see it, others didn't either see it. Mistam, there's a special section in the hospital for people that do see malachim all the time. So, what does it mean? Kisif say koyin yishmur adas ki malach Hashem tzvah. How do you know if the Rebbe's a malach? You have to find a malach. What does it mean? You have to look for a Rebbe that's a malach. How are you going to find a Rebbe that's a malach? So I once heard over a pshat. You find by the malachim noisner shuz zelo zelo hagdish liyotzrom. The malach has an opportunity to be magdish liyotzrom. And he doesn't do it. He gives his friend, the Malach, a Rishus to do it. He doesn't do it himself. He gives Rishus for others to be Magdash Liyotzram. No, you have Choshev Rosh HaKoil and Choshev Yungalait. They can go and say this drosh every Thursday night, Mustama, they have Gishmak Ezachim to say. And they go and they give it over. They take a Yid from Miami Beach and they bring him down here, Mustama. That shows that the malachim, the angels, they give away from their time to give for someone else. So that's a b'china of noisner shuzel zela hagdish liyotzrom. That's a b'china of kisif seikoyin yishmer das v'toyiv akshem ev kimalachem shem tzavokos. That's a malach. A malach is someone that gives away. He doesn't have respect. He doesn't need respect. He doesn't have to look for covet and gaiva. He's able to go and share it with us as the others give it away. So the emes is, Rabbi Singer asked me to speak. So he asked me, what's the theme? I'm not sure what the theme is, but I figured Akar Zatoiv, you can't go wrong. It's always a nice topic to talk about. This week's parasha, there's a famous Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon starts off, and he explains the trop, the tamim of the beginning of the parasha. Vayigash Elov Yehuda, Vayigash Elov Yehuda, is the trop Kadma v'Azlervi. The fourth son came forth. Kadma went forth, v'Azlan went. Revi, the fourth son, that's Vayiga Shail of Yehuda. And continues, V'Yemeh B'Yadoini, is Zarka Munach Segel. The fourth son went up. Why was it the fourth son that went? Because Zarka, he threw himself out, Munach, from being put, Segol, in the group. That means as Yehuda promised, he co-signed the promise to his father. He was the Ariv, the co-signer, that made sure, that is going to make sure to bring back Binyamin. And if he would not bring back Binyamin, he's giving up his Olam Hazeh and his Olam Haba. And Yaakov Avinu knew what the Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba of Yehuda was. It wasn't just, you know, one of us, I'm speaking for myself, but a person just says, some Joe Schmo says, I'm giving up my Olam Hazeh, my Olam Haba. Does it really mean anything? Do you really know what you're saying? Yehuda understood what Olam Hazeh and what Olam Haba was. He's giving it all up if he doesn't bring back Binyamin. So that's mamish b'china of anoichi arvenu miyodi tevakshenu. He was mamish, you can come and be tevei on me, you can come and take from me my Olam Hazeh, my Olam Haba, if I don't bring back Binyamin. That's why Yehuda went forth to go and fight to bring back Binyamin. Ki kamoichi kapara, we know there's four pshatim in Rashi, what that means. But Yehuda went to fight. Why did he go to fight? All because one purpose, Kadma v'Azlervi, because Zarka Munach Segol, he took on that sense of responsibility. He was a balachrayis. He took on that sense of responsibility, and since he took on that sense of responsibility, he was the one that went forth. We find something very interesting. Later in the parasha, when they came to give the besura to Yaakov Avinu, that Yosef is alive, so they were planning to move to Eretz Yisrael. Who they sent to go build the yeshiva? Yehuda Shalach Lefonov Goishna. Yehuda? Why they send Yehuda for? You make a cheshbon like this. Reuven was the Bchor. You need strong brothers. Shimon and Levi, they're warriors. They fought the whole Shechem. Yisachar is the ultimate of Torah. Zevulun is the ultimate of Taimich Torah. So why are we picking Yehuda? Why is Yehuda the one that's going Shalach Lefonov Goishna? I saw in the name of many various Gedolei Yisrael, they said that the Pshat is Yehuda Sholach Lefonov is because Yehuda had the sense of responsibility, the sense of achrayis. He was willing to co-sign. If someone is willing to co-sign his life, his Olam Hazeh and his Olam Haba, he's willing to give everything away. He's the one that's taking responsibility to bring back Binyamin to the father. Everyone else, okay, don't worry, we'll bring him back. But Yehuda was the one that said, I'm going to give everything up. I'm going to make sure I take 100% responsibility. Binyamin will return. That's a person that can go and build. That's the person that Yaakov Avinu trusted. He put in all his trust in him to go build Torah because he saw that he had that sense of responsibility. Yehuda had that tremendous sense of responsibility. And then as you think about it, Yehuda, where does Yehuda come from? Yehuda comes from Leah. When Yehuda was born, Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav says that when, from when the Eibishter created the world, from the day Hashem created the world, it wasn't a person. There wasn't a person that thanked the Ribbono Shel Olam like Leah. There was no one. The Mashah, the Ksav Sofer, a lot of Mefarshim, really, much as if they have a hard time. What does it mean? No one ever thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, Adam Arishan said, Toiv Lahoydes Lashem, Mizmashiliyem HaShabbos. There were others, we know. Avraham Avinu was Hikar as Vayrei, obviously he thanked Hashem. So what is exactly does it mean that Leah was the first one that she thanked Hashem? And there's a lot of various different pshatim to try to answer someone to say that it's they thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Nisim and she was the first one that thanked for Teva. There's many, many different mahalchim that they went and what the thanking for of Leah was, what that special uniqueness. I once heard a pshat. Aiden Lakewood once told me a gewaldige pshat. He said that the thanking of Leah when Leah thanked for Yehuda was, see, and Demis is the kasha is that it wasn't such a big thanking. Leah, if you even think about it, what she thanked? She had three children. She thanked for a fourth child. So what was the big yashakoyach for getting extra? Imagine everyone sitting at a banquet, and everyone gets one portion, and one guy gets the second portion. No one else gets the second portion. He does. Of course he thanks the waiter. What was the godless of the thanking of Leah? It's like punk faket. It should be just the opposite. Like, what's Leah's special chashivas? Here she's sitting, and everyone's getting a certain amount. She's getting more. Of course she's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard a pshat from Eden Lake what he said, a Mori de Kavart. He said like this. He said that Leia realized the first three she thought, succumbed me. I deserve it. When she had the fourth child, she realized that the other shvatim, the other imois, are not going to have the full three shvatim. So that means is they're going to have two shvatim. So it means is the first three shvatim, I didn't deserve either. Hapam oydas Hashem for the first shevet. Till now I thought I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, three, that's a given. Everyone gets the three shvatim. So I didn't really, you know, I thought that was a given. I realized that the fourth, that the first one is not a given either. I realized nothing is a given. I don't deserve anything in this world. And that was Hapam oydas Hashem. She went and thanked Hashem. Leah was thanking Hapam oydas Hashem. That the fourth child, that now I realize the first one, everything I have is... And it could be Lefidus Pshat, maybe we could fam for this Kasha, what was the great Hakar Satoiv, the great Haidah that Leah had, because she realized for every single thing. Many times we take for granted, we say, you know, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, that's, you know, that's mine. Everything is mine. Now if he's going to give me extra, that's extra. I mean, health, Parnasa, Shalom Bayis, that's a given. Now, we want extras. And we try to make deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us extras. If you give us, no, this is mine. This is not what I give away. And that's unfortunately the mentality of people. Leah understood that's the original for every single thing that a person has in life. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Al Kaponim, this midah was put into Yehuda. And this was Yehuda was Aydah. We find also that Yehuda had the midah when the Maisa Yehuda Vatama Tzad Kabimanu, he's able to admit. And then Yehuda went and became a melech. So we see something so interesting. Many times we take for granted, we say, you know, it's hard to say thank you. We say thank you, we say it. Many times it's not so hard because we don't really mean it when we say thank you. So it's not so hard to say thank you. We'll get to that soon. But I'll call upon him, when a person says, thank you, and he admits for that tava that he gets. Many times we think that it makes us smaller. If we're going to thank the other person, we're not so strong. We're weak. Because if not for that person, I wouldn't have what we have. So really, I can't stand on my own 2 feet. I can only stand if I thank that person. We many times think that if we're going to apologize to another person for doing something wrong, then again, that makes us weaker because my whole existence really is not strong because I have to apologize. And in the Torah, we see just the opposite. The one that Yehuda, who was apologized, Tzadka Mimenu to Tama, that was Yehuda. Yehuda was the one that was the essence of Hoidah. He was the essence of responsibility. He was the essence and he was Malchus Beis David. That's when someone's responsible, Adarabba. Responsibility is machai of a person to thank, and it's responsibility is machai of a person to admit when they're doing wrong. The emes is the word moida and vidui is the same exact chayush. When a person thanks someone, they're admitting that they would not be able to coexist without that person. So why is it so easy to say thank you? And it's so hard to say I'm sorry? Because when we say thank you, we're really not meaning it to the fullest extent. If we would say thank you, we really mean that without that person I wouldn't exist, or at least my stage right now, my matzav right now would not be the same, then obviously it's the same thing like saying I'm sorry. Because again, I'm saying that I'm sorry for what I did, and really I shouldn't have done what I did. So my existence today is not the way it should be. So I'm sorry and thank you, really, are the same shayrish. That's moidu mezvada. We're just coming from the days of Chanukah, where we know that the essence of Chanukah is yimei hoidah, hoidah, lahoidah sulahawa. We know it's to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mahal, to say how. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 8 days straight, we were. So, we see that Chazal tell us, the Gemara Masechtas Erechin says, that there's 18 days in a year that we finish Hallel. in the Begoyla, Chaf Aleph, 8 days of Chanukah. We say how 8 days of Sukkot at 16. First day of Pesach, first day of Shavuos, it's 18 days of the year. We say how Rosh Chodesh is not considered a full Hallel because we skip it, parts of it, and it's only a minig. Some of the Svadim is even a minig not to make a bracha. There's all Tosfos about that. And therefore, there's 18 days in the year that we say how. Chazal, in the Gemara Shabbos, Daf, Kuf, Yud Ches Amud Beis, says, Kol HaGoymer Hallel, Kol HaKoyre Hallel B'chol Yoyim, if someone goes and he says Hallel every single day, Harei is a Mecharef and Megadef. He's Mecharef HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mecharef is Melosh HaMestame, Cherpa, embarrassing. You embarrass HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah. My Rebbe Yecheda said, Mecharef is Fashvech, those that know Yiddish. Mecharef is, you're hurting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something that you're doing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give him cherpa, you're embarrassing. It's an embarrassment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what you're doing. You think about it, a person saying Hallel every single day. He wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day for what he did. Why is he Mecharef and Megadef? Why is he Mecharef and Megadef? This person saying Hallel each and every day. And there seems to be a shtickle stira. We find the Yalkut and Posik, the of Koil on Chomet Hallel Ko, comes to Medrash Rabbah also, that says Kol Neshima Neshima, the Loshna is Tekales Ko. The Veld says over to Hallel, but the Loshna and Yalkut is Tekales HaKaponim, you're supposed to praise for every single breath. So why is there a Taina of Kol HaKoyra Hallel B'chol Yoyim, Ereza Mecharef Megadef, L'Choyra is a mitzvah to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every moment. And there's a possible pshat, you can say, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be Mahal Him every single day. That's for 18 days in the year we have to be Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want every single day that we should go thank Him. About that we should thank Him. We should always thank. We say the essence of our day as we start off is Maida, the first word in the day is we admit and we thank. But the special Hallel, to thank that special Hallel, that's only 18 days of the year. What is this Kol Neshima Neshima to Hallel Ko? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every breath. That means mamish every breath we should say thank you, thank you. Make a cheshbon of the day. How many times we breathe? Mamish in every minute we breathe probably, you know, let's say 10 times a second. So it's 600 times a minute. I mean, it's 600 times an hour. So over 24 hours it's thousands of times. We're going to say thank you thousands of times a day. Is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live a life that He's proud of us. When we do for our children, what is it we want for our, what is it we want? We do for our children, everyone does for their children, they do for their friends, they do for their relatives, they do for their neighbors, they do for their community. What is it that they want? Yeah, once in a while they want to thank you. But is that what they really want to thank you? They want their children to live a life that they're proud of their children. They want from their friends and their neighbors to live a life that it shows Hakaras HaTov. The life shows appreciation. The children live a life that they show appreciation for what the parents did for them. The neighbors, the friends that they did for show appreciation. But it's not by the thank yous. Faket, it's Mashmen Rashi and the Mashah over there in Gemara and Shabbos by Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that the more often you say it, you ruin it. It loses its substance to say it every single day. You're watering it down. It's not the real special thank you. There's those few times you want to hear that HaKaras HaTov, there's those few times that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the thank you. But it's not something that we want to live off. Why? Because what we're doing is we're weakening that Hillel, we're weakening the thank you. And if I may add, there's one more Nakuda. We are trying to get rid of that HaKaras HaTov by saying thank you. Many times people do us a toiva and we want to get rid of it. So we say thank you and now I don't owe you anything. That's not the way. The way is to live a life to show them HaKaras HaTov. But many times we're going to say how HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I was Yotz, I did mine already. You speak to a person, I thanked him already. I said my thank you already. What more do you want from me? I did what I had to. I was oimahal b'chol yoyim, then he's a mecharef and megadef, because you did what you had to. That's not what HaKaras HaTov is. Hakaras HaTov is living a life of Hakaras HaTov, showing that Hakaras HaTov, that is everything, that's Hakaras HaTov. But just to say the halal, just to go through that, you merely what you're trying to do is just saying thank you, thank you, thank you. What you really want to do is patty yourself up. They used to say over in Europe, they say over in Rabbi Ruchim, the Mir Meshkiach, in Yiddish there's a term, you're welcome. When you say thank you, you say Shekoyach, in Yiddish there's a term, instead of saying you're welcome, they say Nishtof Avos. There's no reason to thank me. They say Rabbi Ruchim used to say, the reason why they say it in Yiddish, Nishtof Avos, is you don't want the person to thank you, because you want him to be Mechuyiv to you. You want him to, that when he says thank you, and you say Nishtof Avos, no reason to thank me. There's no reason to thank me. The reason the person's saying that is, because ultimately he wants you to be a Meshubah to him, for Hakaras HaTov. But the emes is, the thank you enough, never ever patters anyone from Hakaras HaTov. Why doesn't it patter you? Why doesn't it patter you? Because it's not about the Amira, it's not about the Kaira Hawl B'chol Yoim. It has nothing to do with the Kaira Hawl B'chol Yoim. It has to do with living the life of Kol Nashimu Nashima Tahalaka, living the life of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the essence of what a Yid is. And that's what we said before. The first thing a Yid wakes up in the morning, the first thing he says is, Moedani Lefanecha. He admits HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wouldn't exist. It's a very interesting Rekeach. The Rekeach, it's in a Girus in the Gemara in Brachas, that we know that the main Kavanah that a person needs to have is in the first Bracha. Of course, Amid Lefnei Hashem, there's a famous Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah about that, the first Reb Chaim, is in the Amida Lefnei Hashem. There's something, there's Amida Lefnei Hashem that I have to stand in front of Hashem, that I need for all the Brachas. But Kavona, I need in the first bracha. The Rekeach is Geres Negemara Bahidol also. When I say Moedim, I also have to thank Hashem. Why is it that way? Well, I also have to have Kavona. Why? Because the essence of Shemoyne Esrei is Moedim. Is Hoidah thanking the Eibishter. And thanking the Eibishter means without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wouldn't exist. I would have nothing to me. There's nothing to me, and therefore, I would not exist. And that's the essence of Moedim that we say every single day in davening, how when Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we tell him, I have nothing. And the emes is, that's why the minig, you say Moedim, you thank someone, you bow down, you show Hachna. What's thank you have to do with Hachna? You say Moedim, or you greet someone in the morning, you say, right, there's a whole Shail in the Poiskim, if you let it bend down, if it's before davening, you show someone, You greet them, you bow. Why is the Indian of bowing when you greet someone? Because you're moida to them, you like you're nichna to them, you agree to them, you show them some sort of achna, and that's how you start off your good morning to your friend. Why? Why is it that way? Because greeting someone is showing them thank you, or you're giving them a sort of hiddah, a good morning is you're showing them a sort of achna that you're giving yourself under to your friend. And that's, when we say Moedim, we bow. Why do we bow? Because we show full hachnaot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wouldn't have any existence. Very interesting, we find Mamish in the beginning of times, when Adam Rishon was Chayta, with the Eitz Adas, what's the first thing he said? Ha'isha Shnasati Madi, he nasin livaychu. He says, it wasn't me, it was my wife. First marriage in life. What does the husband do right away? The first mistake he makes, he blames his wife. What does Rashi say? Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a wife, he was Kaifa. Back to the way what we started off. He's shaking off responsibility. Adam Arishan made a mistake, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. The first thing he should have done was admit. What's the koyach of someone that's responsible? Admit he makes a mistake. What did Adam Arishan do? He didn't admit he made a mistake. What did he do? My wife. It's not me. The wife that you gave me, she caused me to do it. That's shaking off responsibility and not taking achrayus. And perhaps that's a chelik of an aveda. And the first thing we do, the first thing we have to do when we want to do tshuva on Yom Kippur is vidui. What is vidui? You don't tell the Eibishter you regret what you did. You don't even ask the Eibishter for kapara. The first thing you have to do is admit. And that's the Eibishter wants, a pel de gazach. If you need vidui, it's a din by itself, vidui. Vidui on Yom Kippur. One of the things that is ma'akev tshuva is vidui. You need to do vidui. What's vidui? Admit. I'm not even saying slicha. We're not handling here, you have to be misvada. Misvada, that's ma'akev. A person has to be misvada. Erev Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. What's vidui? I admit I did it. Admitting is showing a sense of responsibility. I'm responsible for the actions that I did. Then you could do tshuva. Person doesn't take responsibility for his actions, then he can never ever do tshuva. That's the ultimate, that's the essence of a yid. Is the vidui, the taking the responsibility, and only through taking the responsibility can a person do tshuva. Afterwards, then the Eibishter goes and he accepts the kapara. But the first thing is, you have to admit. When a person admits, then he can move on to the next step. We find the interesting thing then in Parshas Kisavai, Rashi in Parshas Kisavai, when you bring Bikurim, Rashi says, Vanisava Marta, Shein Chakofi Toiva. Rashi says, it's a very interesting lashon. He doesn't say, Shani Makir Toiva, he says, Shein Chakofi Toiva. What's the pshat? Vanisava Marta, I'm bringing Bikurim because I want to say, a Makir Toiva. Why is it that Rashi says, a lashon, Shein Chakofi Toiva? You're not a Kofi Toiva. What's pshat? What's pshat in Rashi? What's pshat? I once heard that to have true hakaras hatoiv is impossible. It's impossible to have true hakaras hatoiv. To really thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything He gave us, to really understand how much we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know it's impossible. But one thing we can do is at least not to be a kofi toiv. That's the minimum that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. Don't kick him. Don't be a kofi toiv. To be an emes, a makir toiv, that I understand. That is a very hard madrega, but at least what Rashi is telling us in Gisavai, she'ain chakofi toiv. So, Umayse, we had a ganze shmuz over here, the godless of Yehuda, and that he showed gewaldige responsibility, and that's why he was the one that went in front of Pare, and that's why he was the one that was sent to build the base of Talmud, and that's why he showed tremendous responsibility, that's why he was zoicha to Malchus, and so it's a gewaldig gezach, and that same Yehuda was able to admit, he was able to understand when he made a mistake. And it happens to be that in the whole Malchus we find it, David HaMelech, his whole life said, Kachatosi Negdi Somit. How did David HaMelech live? He lived a life of, even though, you know, David, the Komisham of David, Chotein Alatoya, but obviously there was some sort of taina on David, and David lived his life of a Kachatosi Negdi Somit, his whole life, Li Michol Bekirvi. He lived a life that he wasn't his ultimate happiness. He didn't live a life of where life was, he was fully happy. There was something in him, there was something empty that he constantly walked around with, and he walked around with a certain emptiness. And David HaMelech had that emptiness. Why? Because he came from Yehuda that had that tremendous koyach, that he was able to admit, I'm not perfect, I made a mistake. He didn't answer himself and walk around and say, no, I'm really great, and just... No, he admitted he made a mistake, he admitted he did wrong things, and that's the koyach of Malchus. But Akaponim, we say to ourselves, that's shaykh to David HaMelech, that's shaykh to Yehuda. What's that have shaykhs to me? You see, even the Shvatim didn't have that koyach of Yehuda. Where does that come to us? And the emes is, all of Klal Yisrael has a shaykhs, has a nitzitz of Yehuda. It's a David Poshet, Yish Yehudi Yahya B'shushan Abira, La Yehuda Moisaira, a Yid is called the Yehudi. Why is he called the Yehudi? We have a nitzitz of Yehudi. Chazal Sheit Kola, Moide Bakadosh Baruch Hu, Kola Koyfe Bavid Zara, Nik Yehudi. But Akaponim, there's something of us Yehudi. We also find the Mishnah in Brachas says that you can link Krishma till 3 hours into the day. How are you allowed to link Krishma till 3 hours a day? Everyone gets up at Alois HaShacha. Those days, they got up at Alois HaShacha. How is it that we could say Krishma to 3 hours into the day? You got up by Netzachama, was the latest. Why 3 hours a day? Shekol Yisrael, b'nei malachim heim. All of Klal Yisrael, right? We say, we rely on, in this halacha of saying Krishma, every single day to 3 hours, why? Shekol Yisrael, b'nei malachim heim. And one of the pshatim is, because Taka, we are all b'nei malachim. We are all children of King. It's not the pshat, it's not shaykh to me, Malchus Beis Dov is not shaykh to me, Yehuda is not shaykh to me. No, we're all children, we're all princes, and a prince has a sense of responsibility and a sense of achrayus. A person say, Yehuda shalach l'fon v'goyisha to build the yeshiva. I'm not building a yeshiva. I'm not a yeshiva. It's not true. If all of us are building, we build our families, we build our communities. We have a sense of achrayus, a sense of building. We all have malchus to us. Bnei Yisrael all have malchus. Malchus means a sense of responsibility, and the sense of responsibility comes along to accept responsibility for what we do, for our actions, to be able to thank others for what they did for us. And if you look around in the world, you'll see great leaders have no problem saying their thank you. And not only that, we respect, if you look around our own friends, we respect people more for those that can say thank you, those that can say they're sorry. We respect them more than those that can't. We look at those that can't say I'm sorry and those that can't say thank you as weaker people. We respect people more when they have the starkeit, they have the strength to get up to a certain amount of strength. We say every day in davening, Micha Moicha Be'ilim Hashem, Chazal tells Micha Moicha Be'ilim. The Eibusha didn't answer back. When a person shows a certain gevura, he shows a strength that he can answer, he can say sorry, he can say thanks. That's the greatest strength. The Eibusha should give us the Siyata Deshmaya, finish off Meina Psicha, that Baruch Hashem, we have two gevaldiger, Shekoilim, and Yedidim, Rabbi Singer, Rabbi Bledger, they should give them the koiches, they should be able to be marbitz toira, making a dinner, it should be b'achovas adas, they should be zoicha, like the Gemara says, and Rishim b'yachoyim, zoicha melachtecho nasay de'echeirim, the oilem shetake, bring in enough money that the Rishim shouldn't have to make a dinner every year, and if they do have to make it, it should go b'nekel, you know, a little bit, b'zeh sapecha toicha lechem, they'll be mekayim with a very small amount of zeyah, and the light to be able to have called day tzorcham, and the Shav Siyata Deshmaya, everyone here that comes together, Kol Anasal from everyone that Shaykh to this Maimed Har Sinai over here in North Miami Beach, they shall also be Zoicha to the Gevaldige Brachas of Baruch HaShiyokim, as Divrei HaTorah Azois, and the Oilem here should be able to be Miskadashim Shemayim, Ayedeim, Adbiyaz Gael Tzedek, Meher Yemein Omen, Shkoich.